The Online Arbitrage Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to yet another session. I hope you're doing well. And in today's podcast, what I want to do is talk to you about five different sourcing methods. Now, this isn't aimed at you if you are, you know, a beginner, although of course this will be useful for you. It's aimed at every Amazon seller out there, regardless of experience. We know that sourcing is one of the foundation elements of running an Amazon business. It's the bread and butter. It's what generates us the money, in effect. So doing sourcing effectively is important, and any way that we can improve on the sourcing process is going to basically, you know, provide more power to us. And so when it comes to sourcing, what I'm going to do is talk you through five different ways that you can actually source. So one thing I'm going to recommend and probably keep saying throughout the entire podcast is, even if you are using one particular sourcing method, always incorporate others into the sourcing that you're doing. So whenever you have a sourcing session and you follow one particular method, add in a couple of others and it will honestly widen the avenue for you. So that way you can potentially come across products that you might not have done otherwise if you hadn't have used those other methods. So even if one way works out pretty good for you, incorporating other ways will just enhance the results that you get. So first way is obviously standard sourcing. So this is where you find the products from a retailer, check them out on Amazon, analyze them, and make sure that they're going to make you a profit, they're performing well on Amazon and so forth, whatever it is that you look out for when you do your deal analysis. Obviously, BuyBot Pro makes the deal analysis relatively easily. BuyBot Go, whichever one you're using, makes it relatively easy. Now, that is basically standard sourcing. However it is that you do that, whether it's retail arbitrage, so where you physically source your products in store, online arbitrage, where you do that online, wholesale, where you get products in bulk, because you've got to deal with a wholesale supplier, whichever method you use. And obviously the great thing about Amazon is that you can combine these methods. You can do them sort of like in a way that's hand in hand. So you could, you know, go out for the day, do some retail arbitrage, come back and do some online arbitrage at home. You can mix them up, or you can do one, then switch to the other, and then to another one, then back to an original one again. It's completely up to you what it is that you want to do. So however it is that you do that, that is basically standard sourcing. So that might sound like common sense, but we're going to move on to the next one, which is reverse sourcing. Now, this one I personally feel ends up on the back burner a little bit. I don't think it's talked about enough, but I can't emphasize how great this method is. So instead of finding the products at the retailer first, then checking it out on Amazon, find the product on Amazon first, then look for a retailer to purchase it from. Particularly if you've got BuyBot Pro, then you know that if you search for anything on Amazon, you get the quick look box underneath every single search entry. So it will tell you the BSR, the competition and so forth. So you can quickly sort of like flick through the various pages, find what's working out great on Amazon, what meets your criteria, which will be a bit quicker simply because instead of, you know, looking around, scouring around to find a product, then to do your full analysis on Amazon, you've literally found the products on Amazon. You've got your, sorry, I just had a notification there. You've got your products there on Amazon. So you know right off the bat, that's going to work out. Of course, go in depth and do a full analysis just to double check. But right off the bat, you can very quickly and easily identify products that, you know, would potentially be of interest to you. And then obviously there's the Google link in BuyBot Pro. So it looks it up for you. So it literally cuts a corner, takes straight to Google, looks it up for you. And then obviously you've got all the results there. So you can very quickly flick through and find where you can potentially get it from. So reverse sourcing, again, it's one of my personal favorites. The next method I'm going to talk about is storefront stalking. Now, it's technically not a main sourcing method, but it's something you can do to really enhance the sourcing that you're already doing. So if you're stuck for some inspiration, if you want a portion of the work to be done for you, then storefront stalking is the way. So basically what you do is head on over to any seller's storefront. So head on to a listing, check out the other sellers on there, head to their storefront, see the other products that they're selling. And if you have BuyBot Pro, then you'll have the quick look box underneath every single product, and you'll have the manual sourcing accelerator. And if you view a seller's storefront on the manual sourcing accelerator, there is a tab called store details. And if you click on that, it basically tells you a bit more information about the seller. Then it tells you the top brands and the top categories that they sell in and their product count per brand per category. So if you see that, for example, a seller has a large quantity of a particular brand, there must be something in it. There's got to be something in it. Otherwise, they wouldn't have such a high product count for that brand. And obviously, a portion of the work is done for you, because obviously, if someone's got like a large quantity of a particular category or brand or something like that, then you know that there can't be any IP issues with it. Obviously, always do your own due diligence and double check for yourself. Don't purely rely on what you see from someone else, but a portion of the work has been done for you. They've gone ahead with those products for a reason, or you'd think so anyway. But of course, everyone's got completely different criteria, so you still need to do your own analysis of the product just to make sure that it's going to work out for you. But in senses, portions of the work have been done for you, and it's a great way to find inspiration. Maybe there's brands you didn't know you could sell. Maybe, you know, looking at another seller makes you think, oh, you know, maybe this category is worth investing in. So it does help widen the avenue big time. And of course, how you proceed to, you know, find the items, of course, doing the storefront stalking itself, in a sense, is also reverse sourcing as well. So you're already on the way to finding that product. The other method I'm going to talk about is using a deal sheet service, or something like Online Arbitrage Deals, which is basically a service whereby it has a team of virtual assistants who find good products. They have a set criteria list, and they find products that meet that criteria. They have to meet that criteria, and if they do, then it gets added to a deal pool. And everyone that's signed up to Online Arbitrage Deals will be sent X amount of deals every day, Monday through to Friday. The amount that they've received depends on the plan that they signed up for, but it's all randomized, so no two people's influx of deals on a day would look exactly the same. Of course, it's inevitable that a portion of the people signed up to the service may receive like one or two of the same sorts of deals here and there, but it's not the same list of deals being sent out to everyone signed up to the service, because otherwise this is something that could potentially trigger a saturation. And the work is done for you, so you can really reduce the amount of time you spend sourcing, because as I say, the work is being done for you. And the leads that you get from deal sheet services, particularly onlinearbitragedeals.com, it can be a great way to help you find other products. So say you've been sent a lead for a particular product that's from a certain brand, and obviously it will have some notes underneath it that tell you, use this coupon code, there's a great sale on this brand at the minute, You can then look into products from that brand, and of course you'll have the retailer that you can get it from through that lead, but then you might find other products of the same brand or the same category, same type of thing, being sold by that retailer at sale price, or, you know, using a coupon code or whatever it is that you've got to flip those products profitably. So a deal sheet service is a great one to invest in. And the last point I wanted to make was using a sourcing software. So something like Sellability, if you're not sure about the spelling of that, it's Seller, so S-E-L-L-E-R, and then Bility, B-I- L-I-T-Y, Sellability. And you can sign up to that at sellability.com. Basically, it's a database of currently 348 retailers. That's only going to continue to expand over time. 348 popular retailers that you'll recognize. And all you do is click on the retailers that you're interested in, and it scans through and finds all of the good deals from that retailer. Then all you do is apply your own personal criteria. And like that, you're able to cherry pick the deals that you want for your business. Or if you have a particular niche, you can do a scan by category. Then it will just look through and find everything that, say, meets the toys and games category or building sets. You can go as niche as you want with the category and subcategory as you wish, and it'll find every good deal that comes under that category. Then, of course, again, you just apply your own personal criteria, and boom, you've got some products there that you can use for your business. So, as I say, even if one sourcing method works out great for you, try switching it up, or try incorporating other sourcing methods. So maybe if you're doing sourcing for an hour, spend 1 hour doing it like normally, then the next hour do a bit of storefront stalking, reverse sourcing, and see what happens, because it can only just increase the chances of you finding products that work out for you. And who knows, maybe you hadn't tried storefront stalking before, try it and it becomes your new go-to. So go ahead and give them a try. Thank you for listening and I'll catch you soon.
The Online Arbitrage Podcast.